Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's installment of Dark Realms. And we have literally one hell of a place to discuss with you. But firstly, I just want to make a very quick announcement to say that we're all aware of situations that have taken place regarding adverts that should not be played on this show. Now, I've woke this morning to an email from someone who states another advert that is not in keeping with the inclusivity, diversity, and all-round welcomeness of the show has been aired in the States. So I'm fully aware if you come across this advert, it is not in line with what we stand for, it's not what we endorse. And I'm going to ask a small favour from those people in the States who come across these adverts and think, this does not sound in line with what the Dark Paranormal stands for, which is simply a place of inclusivity where we can talk about the paranormal. If you come across one of these adverts, please email me at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. I will raise it with my podcasting host, and they are very good at bringing these adverts down. And also, as I've previously mentioned, the standing point going forward will be any revenue that's generated that should be coming to me from the playing of these adverts. I will find a cause which completely goes against their ideology and donate their money to that. So to be clear, that will be our format going forward. If you notice one of these adverts, please email me and I will deal with the rest. And that way, we have as least friction on the show as possible, because believe me when I say this is the safest space online to discuss the paranormal, it is. And I won't have advertisers lying to make it not so. And I don't expect this advert to be the last that will raise a few eyebrows, because what happens is as we get closer to Christmas, these scrupulous people will realize that the hosting providers are under immense pressure for advertisers. Therefore, they take advantage of that by mislabeling their adverts, and obviously, so many things are going to the host, some of them will slip through the net. And these people are fully aware of what they're doing. There are no mistakes when they're labeling their advert as entertainment, when, for example, it's a pro-life advert or a pro-choice advert. None of those adverts should be playing full stop. Anything that's divisive is not meant to be aired and is not meant for your ears. Our show is like a family, and these people are literally throwing hand grenades in, trying to gain access to an audience that they are not legally allowed to gain access to. So, as I say, if you come across one of those adverts, please email contact@thedarkparanormal.com, give me as much information as you can, and I will rectify that matter immediately. But with that line in the sand now drawn, let's start today's Dark Realms. And a big thank you to our listener Kenna, who suggested this location. And from looking into it, they were very right to do so. Again, it's one I've not personally heard of, which is the sort that I love, and hopefully you will too. So for the next 15 or 20 odd minutes, get comfortable, grab a cup of tea maybe, sit down, and join me as we take a step into the dark realm. That is Lake Lanier. Lake Lanier in Georgia is a place of serene daytime beauty. It's 38,000 acres of cool blue water surrounded by both parks and marinas. But when night falls, many say a darker side of the lake emerges. You see, beneath its calm surface lies entire towns that were drowned in the 1950s, along with cemeteries that weren't fully relocated. Over 700 people have lost their lives there since the lake being created. And local whispers say that not all of those souls have truly left. Lake Lanier has a reputation for being haunted, cursed by the disturbed graves and the tragedies underwater. So join me as we take a look at three of the darker experiences that have taken place around this Lake Lanier. And we'll begin by taking a look at the ghostly ferryman of the lake. Many locals also fear this spectre. It's a ghostly figure who appears on a raft late at night. This legend, often called the Ghost on the Raft, is considered one of the most terrifying encounters anyone could have on the lake. It's a story fishermen tell in low, nervous tones, usually followed by a shake of the head, and a vow never to stay on the water after midnight. And the tale goes thus. On a cold autumn night in the early 2000s, two fishermen were out in a small rowboat, late for the season and later than common sense should allow. The lake was eerily calm and coated in a thin mist. Around 1 a.m, as they cast their lines into a deep stretch of water, they notice a pale light swaying in the distance. To their astonishment, the light drew closer, and they made out it was a lantern. A lantern hanging from a pole on a raft. Yes, a simple wooden raft, floating out in the middle of the lake, where the water was nearly 50 feet deep. They notice a man standing on the raft, propelling it, pushing a long pole in the water. But this made no sense, because in that spot, the lake bed was 50 feet below, well beyond the reach of any pole. Yet, the figure was steadily poling along, lantern on the pole, gliding over the dark water. The fisherman called out, asking if he needed help or was maybe in trouble. The figure paused, slowly turned towards them, but they could not make out his face, only a dark, shadow-like form under a broad hat or hood. Then, without any warning, the mysterious raftsman shouts at them, an angry, unintelligible shout that echoed over the silent lake. One of the fishermen nearly jumped out of his skin at the sudden noise, but before they could react any further, the dark figure did something utterly insane. He leapt from the raft, plunged into the icy water, and vanished below the surface. In that same instant, the lantern light on the raft snuffed out, dissipating the entire scene into blackness. But then they heard it, splashing, and I quote, "He just jumped straight into the lake. There was silence, but then we could hear him swimming right at us. We couldn't see him anymore, but we heard the splash, and that was enough. We reeled our lines in and hightailed it out of there. I don't know what we saw that night, but we were not going to stay on that lake after midnight ever again." As the two men frantically paddled away, they scanned the moonlit water with a spotlight, searching for any sign of the raft or the swimmer. To see nothing. No sign of a raft, no man, not even a ripple. The lake's surface returned to an undisturbed, glassy calm, as if the whole incident had been a dual nightmare, some kind of folly a dieu illusion. But both fishermen knew it was real. They'd witnessed something that defied explanation. To this day, neither can agree on what the hooded figure shouted. One says it was something like, "Get off my lake!" The other, a wordless howl of rage. So, who is the ghost on the raft? Local folklore offers a few theories. Maybe he's the spirit of an old ferryman from before the valley was flooded. A boatman eternally plying the waters that were once shallow rivers and creek beds. But whatever the truth, the White Lantern Raft, as some call it, has become one of Lake Lanier's most creepiest legends. One older fisherman confided that he encountered the raft decades ago. "I thought I was losing my mind," he stated. "I saw a fella on a raft with a lake too deep for any raft. He gave me this dead-eyed look. Next second, splash, and he's gone. Mark my words, there's something out there." The terror in his voice made it clear he truly believes it was no living man. Those who've heard his story vow to never be on Lake Lanier alone after dark. After all, if a ghostly raft silently glides up to your boat in the dead of night, and it is the Phantom Rider, and he decides to leap in and come for you, well, there's not much you can do but pray and paddle for your life. Next, we'll take a look at a spirit created from tragedy and bringing about terror. the infamous Lady in the Lake. In 1958, two young women named Delia Parker Young and Susie Roberts set out for a night on the town and never returned. Driving home late from a roadhouse, they crossed over Brown's Bridge on Lake Lanier, and something went terribly wrong. Tire marks on the road were the only clue. Their 1950s Ford sedan had vaulted off the bridge and plunged them into the dark lake. For over a year, the fate of the two friends was a mystery. Then, a fisherman made a gruesome discovery. A badly decomposed female body floating near the bridge. The corpse was missing both hands and several toes. Too far gone to identify, but eerily suggestive of one of the missing women. The locals buried the unknown woman in a pauper's grave, but they had their suspicions. Susie's car and remains were still missing, and folks started to wonder if the body with no hands was Delia Parker Young. Locals around the lake have reported encounters with a ghostly woman at Brown's Bridge. They call her the Lady of the Lake. Divers on the bridge at night catch a glimpse of a figure on the roadside. A young woman in a flowing blue dress. The same colour dress Susie had lent Delia on the night of the accident. She appears drifting along the shoulder of the road or standing by the water's edge as if in a daze. Ever since the late 1950s, those who claim to have seen this ghost describe a truly unsettling sight. One person quotes, "I saw a lady in a blue dress stood on the bridge, pacing back and forth. When I got closer, I realized she had no hands." Apparently, the apparition's hair and dress were dripping wet, her skin a deathly pale. Most terrifying of all were her arms, ending in bloody stumps, as if the hands were torn clean off. The Lady of the Lake wanders near where Delia and Susie met their fate. Some say she's searching for those missing appendages, forever looking for the part of her body the lake stole from her. The most chilling tale associated with the Lady of the Lake is what might happen if you were unlucky enough to meet her alone. Because according to local law, the Lady of the Lake doesn't just wander, she grabs. Swimmers who go near Brown's Bridge have felt invisible hands tugging at their legs from below. On more than one occasion, a strong swimmer has drowned in that area under odd circumstances. This has all led to whispers that Delia's ghost lurks underwater, snatching unsuspecting lakegoers and dragging them to a watery grave. As one longtime diver who's recovered bodies from Lanier put it, nobody's been able to lay them to rest. They're all on the bottom of Lanier. Hopefully you find them before they find you. In other words, if you swim alone in the murky waters where the Lady of the Lake dwells, you may feel a cold, unyielding grip on your ankle when you least expect it. And if you do, you'd better fight your way to the surface. Someone wants company in those dark depths, and they're not hesitating to pull you under. And finally, and in my eyes most terrifyingly, we'll take a look at the souls of the drowned town itself and the church bell of the deep. When Lake Lanier was created in the 1950s, it swallowed up an entire region of farms, churches, and towns. Oscarville was one such community, a once thriving town that now lies in a watery silence on the lake's bottom. The Army Corps of Engineers relocated what they could, even moving marked graves from over 20 cemeteries. But many still believe that countless unmarked graves and structures were left behind, now entombed in 50 foot of darkness. This history has given rise to a host of legends about the restless ones, still tied to the land beneath the lake. The most bone-chilling of these is the tale of the submerged church bell that tolls from under the water, rung by invisible hands. On very calm nights when the air is still and the moon is high, some Lake Lanier residents swear they have heard it. A faint tolling of a bell echoing across the water. It sounds like a church bell pealing, somewhere deep below, in the drowned distance. Now, of course, this should be impossible. Before flooding the area, the Corps demolished or moved all major structures, including church steeples and their bells. And yet, the reports persist. People camping near Old Van Pugh and Oscarville's former sites talk of waking at midnight to the far-off chime of a bell ringing from beneath the waves. It was the eeriest thing, said one local boater, who spends nights on the lake. Around midnight, I heard what absolutely sounded like an old church bell ringing under the water. It carried across the lake. When they checked the area in daylight, of course, there was nothing. Nothing but open water, where an entire church, nay town, once stood generations before. Arguably more terrifying is the fact this phantom bell is believed to herald the presence of the unsettled dead. Folks speculate that the spirits of those townspeople, whose graves were submerged or who otherwise died in the upheaval, hear that bell and go on to gather at their church on the bottom of the lake. A bell ringing in the dead of night to call long-dead congregants to a pitch-black water-filled worship is absolutely chilling. But most frightening of all, many believe these restless souls actively seek the living in revenge for what took place. This is one explanation locals give for the unusually high number of drownings and freak accidents on the lake. There are stories, as we've mentioned, of strong swimmers suddenly struggling, claiming something under the water pulled them. Even seasoned professionals acknowledge the lake's morbid surprises. Buck Buchanan, a local diver who's helped recover drowning victims, gave a now famous description of the murky depths, stating, "You reach out into the dark, and you feel an arm or a leg, and it doesn't move." Now that's creepy, he stated. Buck implied, down in the dark silt, there may be people who never got a proper burial, and perhaps those are the ones who roam the lake bottom, angry and lost. Again, Buck said, "Nobody's been able to lay them to rest, and hopefully you find them before they find you." The Lady of the Lake, the mysterious ferryman, and the drowned town form a trifecta of terror that makes Lake Lanier perhaps the most haunted lake in America. Despite its wonderful beauty, it reminds us that sometimes the past is not truly buried, it's merely lurking underwater, biding its time, especially here, in a body of water that literally is a juxtaposition of beauty and atmospheric pleasance mixed with a morbid, black, silt-ridden, watery grave. It's no wonder that Lake Lanier is this week's Dark Realm. A huge thank you to our listener Kenna for providing the information for Lake Lanier and this wonderful and terrifying Dark Realm. And don't forget, if you have your own ideas for a Dark Realm, ideally one that not many people will have heard of, email me at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And until next week, when we next step foot into yet another dark realm, stay safe and take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.